Good afternoon. This is episode 7 of Chat with Matt on Sunday, February 10th. That's right. So, Matt, it's been a pretty exciting week, hasn't it, for you?
Yeah, I've just got back from a party.
Your party or someone else's?
Someone else's.
Oh, right. And was it good? What was there?
Bouncy castle and, like, food and drinks.
What did you eat and drink?
Pizza. Jelly, Angel Delight.
But Matt, it's been more exciting than that. What else has happened this week?
My birthday.
Your birthday on Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, what did you get?
I got shin pads for my football. I got football boots. Worms.
Worms?
Yeah.
I don't think you got worms.
The game! Crash Bandicoot.
I thought you meant real worms.
And Dad brought me home some new Chat with Matt merch.
So, Matt's been asking, as we all know in the podcast, for Chat with Matt merch. So, I did a
bit. Yeah, I've got a t-shirt which is purple. It has my logo on it. Yeah, you can call it white, black, red, purple. I've got the purple one. Blue.
So I did some searching around.
Yeah, and Dad's got me a merch team. And I've got these cups, like black cups. When Dad, like, gave it me, it was like, a black cup. But if you put hot stuff in it, like just anything, it actually comes up with, like, my, like, face all around the cup apart from the handle.
Well, it's your Chat with Matt logo, isn't it?
You know, I really wanted to know.
What?
Because, like, it's hot in the inside.
Yeah.
Does it glow up in the inside?
No.
How do you know?
I know. So the hot makes the picture come through on the outside of the cup.
Is that cool?
Yeah. So I sorted those out for you, didn't I? Mm. And now you're eager to sell them.
Yeah.
Well, we need to set up some kind of store. But, I thought we were going to do a competition or something. To we haven't thought of a competition.
No.
Oh, come on, Matt, we were relying on you. We needed you to sort out the competition because we're going to give away a couple of t-shirts, aren't we? Have you got any ideas? Tell you what, here's the deal. If you can write us an iTunes review, leave a review for us in the iTunes store, and then send us a message through the Chat with Matt website telling us that you've left a review and you send your t-shirt size.
But wait. But what about if they haven't and you just get a free t-shirt?
Well, no, because we'll check. We'll make sure they leave us a review. So you have to leave us a review and then send us a message with your t-shirt size and where you want it sent to. And we'll pick the first three people.
Put your message, put in like what colour you want. You get black, white, blue, red. Is there red?
I think there's white, yellow, red, blue, purple, black. But anyway, yeah. So say your t-shirt size that you want.
Colour.
Your colour of the t-shirt you want.
And
your address of where you want it posted to. And the first three people that email in will send you a free t-shirt. How about that?
With me signing it.
You want it signed?
Yeah, the first three people get that t-shirt signed.
Wow, they'll be well made up. So put that in your email.
You could do it now.
If you want it signed or not by Matt, then say on your email whether you want it signed or not, and he'll sign on your t-shirt. And then all we ask in return is you send us a picture.
All the other three people, they don't get it unless they deserve it. And Paul, thank you for sending those pictures. I did write you an email and with me of a picture.
So that's, yeah, friend of the show, Paul. He sent us some diving pictures.
And you... if you don't send us a message, that is completely fine. You get a free t-shirt with us signing it because...
Wow, it'll be made up with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, so if you send us a message through, first three people to do that, then we'll We'll announce the winners next week on next week's show.
And Paul, you get it.
Who's got the T-shirt.
Paul, you get it anyway.
So. Oh, Paul gets it anyway. Look at that. That is good of you, Matt. So
He was the first fan we ever had.
I know. So how cool will that be?
You know Paul, so you know.
I know, so I think we should send him a free T-shirt. So Paul, send us your T-shirt size and where you want, and the address of where you want the T-shirt sent to, and we'll sort that out for you.
So,
all we want, Paul, is and anyone else, is a picture of you wearing your Chat with Matt T-shirt.
Should we give them Paul a mug with it?
Matt, you're giving away all the merch here. And any pictures we got of people wearing the Chat with Matt T-shirts.
I think,
If you want, we'll stick them on the website.
I think I'm going to send the T-shirts at $9.99.
You're going to sell them at
$9.99? Yeah.
Are you?
Is that fair?
I don't know. We haven't got a merch company yet. We've got people to make it. But now we need somehow to sell it. How do we do that?
Okay.
So now we need, when
I get it, the shirts will be £9.75.
Now they're going down in price.
I know.
You've already not...
Okay,
$9.99
for the T-shirts, and the cups are going to be...
What happens if the shirts cost $9.99 to make? That means you haven't made any profit.
Dude, actually...
Yeah, we have to buy them. They don't come for free.
How much is it?
Well, you got to buy the shirt, and then you need to make a profit.
How much I've said it?
Well, no, I don't know. We'd have to work it out and see how much it costs. What about if it's £15 for the T-shirt and you're only selling them for £10 or £9.99? Then you'll lose £5.
Then
we need to do some...
£15.
We need to go through the books here, Matt, and figure out...
£15.
£15 now, is it?
Yeah.
We need to go through the books here, Matt, and figure out how much these are. But anyway, like I say, we're going to sort out the first three people. First three people that message in, T-shirt size, address of where you want the T-shirt sent to, and the colour of your T-shirt.
Even though this is pretty random.
And we'll sort that out.
We have almost run 10 podcasts.
Oh, yeah? We're on our 7th podcast.
Yeah.
Wow. What are you thinking, Matt? Where do we stop? What number do we stop at?
No limit.
No limit? We just do this forever?
Yeah, we just keep making them until we just run out of ideas and we use them all.
So would you like to go swimming with Paul, diving? What do you think about that? Would you like to go swim with a shark?
How am I meant to get to Seattle?
On a plane.
Yeah, can we go to Seattle?
And then go swimming with Paul?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. So, Paul, should we try and go to Mexico instead of Florida or Seattle?
Do you want to go to Mexico now?
Or, no, not Mexico. Where did he go swimming?
I think he went swimming in Mexico, yeah.
So, if we, wait, we'll just go to Seattle and meet Paul.
All right, well, we'll do that, and then he can take us swimming. We'll jump in the swimming pool. I don't think there's many sharks in the swimming pool, but how about that?
Yeah, and a day with Paul.
There you go. And he can take us to the Space Needle.
What's the Space Needle?
It's this really big, tall tower. I saw it, right? You know when I went there with work?
Yeah.
I went to the Space Needle. I was with my friend John. And we went out there, and it was the foggiest day we'd ever seen in our lives. I couldn't see about more than about 2 metres. The fog was that thick. So we went to the Space Needle. And we couldn't even see the top of it because it was so foggy. And then we thought, well, if we go up there and pay to go up there, we're not going to be able to see anything. Because it was literally like it was in the middle of a cloud. We just couldn't see anything. So all we did was we ended up going to the Space Needle and walking to it. But we never actually went up the thing. So I was a bit gutted about that. So maybe if we go to Seattle, we can do the Space Needle and do it properly. And actually go up there. Apparently, there's like a restaurant at the top as well, Matt. So you can go and have... You go and have, dinner at the top of the Space Needle.
I've seen, this thing on Funovision where, there was this big thing and you sit on this thing, tables, and then, the floor, it goes, if you're on, the floor, it, turns around dead slow. It's not, dead fast.
Yeah.
It's, dead slow. You don't even get indigestion. It's just, dead slow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this.
And where is it?
I don't know.
You don't know where it is?
I think it's like somewhere in Seattle.
In Seattle?
I don't know where.
I don't know. And what is it, a restaurant?
Yeah, it's like a restaurant. It's like, it's the, like, exactly like the needle.
Right.
Like, it, like the floor moves.
All right, that sounds pretty good.
And if you, like, you left somewhere, like, on the window, like, say, like, a chip, you would go all the way round and you could see the chip again.
Well, they're not chips, they're french fries.
Then, oh, yeah, so if we call our, like, chips...
Oh, we're not doing this again, are we? Yeah. So we're not doing, what do we call a chip?
Yeah, so if we call our chips... if Americans call their crisps chips, they call their chips French fries.
Oh, right. So, Matt, did you do anything more on your birthday, or? What was your favourite thing that you got?
Merch.
Your merch? Your t-shirt and your cup? You love that, did you? Yeah. I know. Just so the listeners know, he's had that thing on his back, that T-shirt, for the last 3 days. And we had to prize it off him today. And the only reason why we got it off his back was because it was covered in gunk and food and all the stuff he'd spilled down it over the last 2 or 3 days.
Two days.
And we had to get it off to wash it. But other than that, it would have gone out to the party, in it, wouldn't you, Matt?
It's not washed. It's not been washed.
I thought it's been washed now, hasn't it?
No.
Is it still mucky?
It's still the gunk.
Oh, you got it on again.
It's still the gunk.
I didn't even realise you put it back on.
It's still the gunkiest
t-shirt. Oh, Matt, you need to wash that. I can't believe you put that back on.
I'm not here.
You didn't go to the party wearing that, did you?
No.
Have you just put that back on now?
Yeah. I'm wearing this as pyjamas.
No.
It doesn't matter if your pyjamas get dirty, does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
That's going in the wash in about half an hour. Right.
Okay, so if that week's 30 after the podcast, we're chucking it.
So, right, what we got then? We've got film reviews, haven't we, to do this week, Matt? Go on, what have you been watching?
Hotel Transylvania. Not two, but three.
Hotel Transylvania 3.
Three.
All right, give us a film review, Matt.
I do not say blah, blah, blah.
That's a good impression, that. And what was the film about, Matt? Can you give us a bit of a...
It's about... I do not say blah, blah, blah. He runs this hotel for monsters and, like, her daughter... She books like a ship that he can go on for his vacation instead of running everyone else's, and there's this captain called Captain Erica, and instead of what we call love, they call Zing for some reason.
Right.
And then he's Zing with the captain.
All right. And what we giving it a score out of 10? 10?
Yeah.
It's the best film ever.
Not like the best.
Well, you've just given it 10.
Okay, 9.
9. Back to 9, is it?
Yeah.
And then what's the next film you got? I thought you had Paddington 2, didn't you?
Yeah, that's good.
So Paddington Bear 2, right, go on, where did you see that?
Cooey!
Where did you see it?
At Nana's.
Well, can you give us a bit of a brief description of what that was about?
So, this Paddington, he joins a family and his name's Paddington off the Paddington station.
Yeah.
And Aunt Lucy, he gets, like, from Aunt Lucy, he's like, aunt, because he was going to get chucked down the water, like, for, but Aunt Lucy saved him, and, like, he wanted to show Aunt Lucy London, because, like, before they were going to raise him, they were going to go to London, so he really wanted to show him, and then this guy framed Paddington, and then he got in jail, and then he, like, turned it into a nice place, and then, like, the actual thief gets in trouble, and, she goes to prison and does the same thing, and it's like about this book of London,
mm-hmm.
And then like he never gets the book because it like gets lost, and then like Paddington was like got chucked in water and he was like sick, and then like on his after 2 days of Aunt Lucy's birthday. Paddington was like, I didn't get her like the book, and she said, like, the person who, like, the woman, I don't know her name, Mrs. Something. No,
Mrs. Something.
Mrs. Brown. Like, she invites Aunt Lucy over, and then, like, she says, like, Paddington says, I didn't get Aunt Lucy anything. Like, I didn't get the Book of London. And she said, it's fine. And then Paddington goes, it's not. What? And then she goes, why do you need a book when you can see the thing in real life? Then she, like, she rings the doorbell, and then Paddington and think.
Blinking heck, Matt. This is the longest film ever.
Everyone Lives Happy Ever After.
Everyone Lives Happy Ever After.
It's like 2 hours.
Yeah, I think you've just done a 2-hour review there. So what are we scoring that out of 10?
9.
9 again for that, yeah. Well, you do surprise me. So any other films, Matt? Any songs?
No.
No? Hey, you know what I've been watching? You've watched some of it as well. That America's Got Talent. You know, it's like Britain's Got Talent, but it's the American version.
Yeah.
And I'm appalled by some of the people they voted through. They've got rid of some great acts. And,
like what?
There was one yesterday that I saw, and the group's called Attraction, and they do the stuff where, like, they make shadows, you know, with the bodies, yeah. And they make, like, shadows of things, yeah. Like Statues of Liberty and all that. Mm-hmm. And the American public voted them out yesterday. I was absolutely appalled.
Who got through? Which was rubbish.
No, it was a guy. It was a magician. I can't remember his name, but he was really good. The magician, in fairness, but I can't believe Attraction got knocked out. I was a bit upset about that, but they deserved to win, I thought. So there you go. So Matt, you're the big 8 now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Not long now till you're 18. 10 more years. Then you'll be a fully grown up. You can do everything then. You can drink, you can vote, you can do everything. You can drive cars. What are you thinking? Hey, 9 more years, you'll be able to drive a car. You fancy driving a car?
Innit? 8?
No.
You can drive 17.
Yeah, so 18. 9 years. And you'll be able to drive a car. What are you thinking? What do you think about driving your own car?
Good.
You fancy that?
I want to be a taxi driver.
You want to be a taxi driver?
Yeah.
What, for your dream job?
Yeah.
So if you had to say to me now, Dad, my favouritest job that I ever want to do when I'm older is be a what?
Taxi driver.
You want to be a taxi driver?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it on Chat with Matt, episode 7.
I like driving, like, anything. Car, motorbike, quad. Like anything.
I don't think you get very many taxi drivers on motorbikes, Matt.
I didn't mean that. I said I like driving anything.
Right.
And games and things.
What about, do you want a motorbike as well when you're older?
Yeah.
Do you?
Boom!
Nice. So, so you better drive, Matt. You better drive me around. Won't that be nice? I'll have my own personal taxi in-house. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I'll say, I'll ring you up and Matt, come pick me up and you can just come get me. It'd be great.
I could take you to work every day.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And then, you'd be able to vote as well. Who do you think you're going to vote for?
Me.
You're going to vote for you? Yeah. You're going to have your own party?
Yeah.
The Matt party?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd do a better job than the current government people that we've got in at the moment, current parties.
So you do a lot better job. A party.
Not that kind of party. A government party.
What, do the governments celebrate something?
Yeah, they do, yeah. Celebrate doing a...
They have trampolines?
Yeah. They have cake and ice cream as well.
Aww, I didn't even get ice cream.
Just think when you have your own party, for your when you're being voted in as Prime Minister, you'll be out with all the cake and ice cream then, because you'll have your own big party.
I can have the Chat with Matt party.
Oh, that'd be nice, won't it?
Chat with Matt fans. Me and you can get it for free.
Do you think you'll have your own chat with Matt party? Is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah.
So there you go, folks. When Matt finally runs for Prime Minister, you look for the chat with Matt
party
on your ballot paper, and you
vote for that one.
And you vote for that, yeah. You think you fancy that, Matt? Do you?
Yeah.
Being voted in for Prime Minister. I think you're the new Alan Sugar in the making, you aren't you?
What does that mean?
He's a really famous entrepreneur. He made loads of money and stuff from selling things as a young lad. And then now he's like he runs like a massive big corporate empire.
I've run the world.
You think?
Who runs the world?
Yeah.
I
don't know. Split up across different countries.
Me.
You?
Yeah.
You're going to own a bit of it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What's your first law going to be? When you finally run the world, what's your first law? So here we are, day one. And Matt, you're the new Prime Minister. What law are you going to bring in as your first law as Prime Minister?
There's no laws.
There's no laws?
Yeah.
So all laws are gone?
Yeah.
So anyone can do anything now?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, people. There's policy number one. Anyone can do anything. There's no laws.
And you don't have to waste your time voting. You can just go in an actual party.
All right, so everyone gets to party.
You get one this, one that, like in different sections.
All right. So there's
And we do competitions to see who wins.
I don't know about this. Well, I mean, it sounds pretty good, Matt, in theory. Where we all just sit around partying and eating jelly and ice cream and cakes all day.
Who can scoff the most pizza in the most time gets to choose.
Do you think that's an important policy to have in today's modern Britain?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're probably right.
Food was invented to eat, not just sit around.
Yeah.
And you might as well just eat in style.
Yeah.
Scoff it in.
Scoff it down. And so is that your only law, Matt? There's no laws, or is there anything else that you're going to bring in?
Yeah.
What?
You can drive when you're 10.
You can drive when you're 10?
Yeah.
You'd like that, would you?
Yeah.
You want 10-year-old kids driving cars?
Yeah.
On motorways and things like that?
Yeah. You can drive motorbikes when you're 8.
8?
Yeah.
All right, well, that means you're ready for a motorbike then. We'll go and get your test done.
Keller.
You fancy that now?
Yeah.
Do you think?
And you can drive the four-wheeled motorbikes when you're one.
Quad bikes at one?
Yeah.
So one-year-old babies on quad bikes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty dangerous, that, I think.
Okay.
But I'm sure the one-year-olds would love it. Maybe they could do it with, like, big cushions all around the bikes or something like that, you know, keep them safe. No.
Just an actual bite.
Just an actual bite, yeah?
Yeah, no.
Everyone runs the risk.
No seatbelt.
No, oh, Matt, you got to encourage...
Okay,
you can't be encouraging...
Just a seatbelt.
Just seatbelts?
Yeah.
Right. You got to keep people safe. I don't think you get many seatbelts on quad bikes, Matt. I think that's the only problem.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Matt, everyone was saying that the competition I did the other week, you know, that we did on Chat with Matt...
It was too hard.
It was too hard. What did you think? Do you think it was too hard? No. Actually, I thought you did all right. Like, you and Zach, you got 13 out of 20, didn't you? You did all right. I mean, some of the questions were a bit hard, but I think I just had to make them up pretty quick.
We got 7 wrong.
Yeah. 6. 6 wrong. But, yeah, I thought you did all right. No, 7, sorry. All right, Matt, where's my math? Bloody hell. My math is terrible.
I'm what? Kids.
Kids.
I'm the one teaching him not... He's not the other way around. It should be the other way around.
You know what? I think I'll come to your school. When you're the Prime Minister and you're running your own school.
I'm going to make a school to get round. You get out in a roller coaster.
Yeah. And I can go do maths at your school, Matt, because I think I need it. Because I just worked out 13 plus 6 is 20, apparently. So that's how bad my maths was then.
Yeah.
It's 13
plus 6? Do you mean 13 plus 7, not 6?
Well, that's what I meant. That's why I said 7 and corrected yourself.
Right, rewind this podcast. He said...
All right, we'll
rewind. I'm going to come to your school to learn 13 add 6.
Yeah, well, I think that's what
I did.
There's
some 13 add 7!
I know, I've made the mistake. I'm sorry.
13 add 6 is 19.
Hey, when you're the Prime Minister. What are you going to, what's going to be the, are you going to still have maths? Are you going to have schools still when you're Prime Minister? Or does it, is school abolished?
Yeah.
No more school anymore?
No.
Just
school's boring.
School's banned, is it?
Yes, boring.
All right, so what's everyone going to do all day?
You can just play Xbox or PC or something. Fun.
Fun.
Sell learning things that you already know.
Right, so in your new modern living.
Yeah, you can just play.
Just play
educational games on Xbox, and when like you're going up, so going out. Oh, I'm just going to switch back to Fortnite.
All right. Sounds pretty amazing for the kids. What about the adults? What do the adults do all day?
They get to relax at home.
Ah, you know what, Matt? This party is sounding better and better. I get to relax all day at home. So if everyone's relaxing and no one's working, who looks after everything? Who runs the power stations? Who runs the police? Who does the ambulances?
You get to work in bed on your laptop or something.
So everyone works from home?
Yeah.
And just typing on laptops?
Yeah. And kids leave the doors open, and then you bring your beers and things.
Oh, that does sound good. So, what about, like, who does it? Who looks after like the hospitals and things like that? Who goes to work? So if everyone's at home typing on laptops, where's all the doctors and things?
They have to stay at work.
Oh, right, so they have to work.
Yeah, because right. They're important.
Right, and what about like the fire brigade and?
Yeah. Fire brigade, hospital, police, and all that.
Right,
like,
right. So they have to work.
Yeah.
But everyone else gets to stay at home.
Yeah, because they have an important job.
Right.
We can just relax at home.
All right. So I don't.
You can lie in bed and work. And you can have a iPad next to you watching Star Trek or something.
Oh, this does sound good. Do we get three-year iPads as part of your new manifesto?
Yeah, you get yeah. You know your iPad?
Yeah.
You get it 8 times bigger.
8 times bigger iPad?
Yeah.
I think Apple might have something to say about that.
Okay, it's like the same size as your iPad.
Right. Oh, and we could maybe mention that to Apple.
And you make your working hours shorter.
Oh, this sounds really good. This.
You only have like 3 hours of work.
A week?
Yeah.
A month? Or a year?
No. Like every week you get 3 hours every day.
So just 3 hours every day?
Yeah. And then you get Saturday and Sunday off.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
You just get 3 hours and then every other day
yeah. You
just go off.
Oh, that sounds really good. There we go. So.
On the weekend.
I know who I'm voting for. I just need you to get your political party set up, Matt, and, the Chat With Matt party, and I'm voting for you.
And when you think when you're like really working hard, and like in the summer you don't have to work.
Right.
Or in December, and you get 6 weeks holidays in.
For Christmas.
Yeah, and you get one in March.
So we get 6 weeks for Christmas.
Six weeks
for March. 6 weeks in summer.
You don't have to work in summer.
You don't have to work at all in summer.
No.
Right. So we've got a lot of holidays there.
Yeah.
And we don't work at all in summer.
No.
So what, from like, say, May to...
You can if you want, but no one would choose that one.
Well, yeah. So, all right, so I'm not working then from May to, what, September? Well, that sounds pretty good to me. And then from September to Christmas, am I working then or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm working
in
then.
December.
Yeah. Not. All right, so then I'm off again for Christmas.
Yeah.
That does sound pretty good, Matt. I like the sound of some of it, I tell you. I like your very, very lean holiday policy. It's very good. It sounds like I get a lot of time off there.
And you invent robots which can get anything for you.
Oh, we're back on the robots again.
Yeah, you just stay here and they have an oven and they have like a can dispenser.
Yeah.
And it can get you what you want.
Oh, that sounds all right. We just one small problem, Matt.
What?
We need to invent them. Who's going to take care of that bit? Who's going to do the inventing of the robots? Me?
Yeah.
I've got to develop the robot.
Okay, Grandad Dave.
Grandad Dave. He's going to do it, is he?
Yeah, he's smart.
Well, he is pretty smart, but is he going to know how to build a robot?
Do you know a scientist?
We do need some scientists. We need some chat with Matt, a scientist.
Can your merch company just make a chat with Matt robot?
I don't think so. I think they make merchandise.
Who gives you merch?
A merch bot.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds alright, doesn't it? So the robot just churns out t-shirts for you.
Yeah. It has one of those hanger things coming out of its belly, and there's blue, red, all the colours.
There we go. So I think we'll wrap this up for this week, Matt. What do you say?
No. I have to put my t-shirt in the wash now.
Well, yeah, it's filthy. It's filthy. You've got dirt and muck and food and all sorts down it.
Oh,
yeah. So, say bye-bye to the listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Get your emails in and we'll send out those t-shirts and announce the winners next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.